What do you look ahead to with this team, considering the changes they've made in the offseason? How much can their game change in the offseason?
Well, I think we haven't seen them obviously, but they're obviously a determined group. I think you've seen that quite a bit. You know, the teams that people are, not talking about very nicely before the season are having good starts, because it's a good league. Those teams are filled with good players, and there's a certain amount of determination that comes out when, you know, people in the media, fans aren't necessarily giving you much of a shot going into a season. So I think this group is determined to prove some people wrong. The guys that they've added are guys that play hard every night, good professionals, and so we got our work cut out for us.
Outside of those first two games of the season last year, it seemed like things clicked for you guys. You got to your game and carried that for a while. Were there any points of the season last year you felt you were fighting to get to your game the way you may be doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, it was a constant struggle to maintain that, to play our game. You look at 52 wins and it looks like it came easy, but it was an everyday nonstop process to get to where we got to. I mean, the first two games, weren't great, but we were still 3-3 after six games. We still weren't a finished product by any means. I remember Columbus coming in here and giving us a pretty good beat down at 1.2 last year, and so it's always a struggle. I mean, every team's different. We got a completely different group of guys in here, and so it shouldn't be easy. It's never going to be easy. This is a tough league, and we're trying to figure that out.
You mentioned the teams that have come in and have maybe exceeded some expectation. Does that add to intrigue as a player in the room as you get ready to see them for the first time, like Carolina, like this club here?
No, because, I don't think our group ever takes anyone lightly. We've been on the other side of the coin, and, there's nothing that makes you more hungry than people telling you can't do something. That's not an NHL thing. That's for everything. So we never take anyone lightly. With that being said, these guys, they got a lot of good players. I mean, people can make predictions and say whatever they want for the season, but you have a good group of guys that work hard together. Doesn't really matter, who you lost, who you gained. If you play well together and you fight for each other, those teams tend to have some success.
Blake, what are some of the things your group can do better as a whole, collectively, defensively?
There's some games where, we give up nothing, one goal. Most of the last game, we gave up nothing. Carolina scored one goal on us. LA scored one goal. St. Louis scored one goal. So that's 4-6 right there. My math doesn't seem to add up, but how many games we played?
Six.
So the Dallas and the Edmonton game are kind of the outliers. So to answer your question, there's a lot we can improve on. The forwards can do a better job filling in for the D. We can choose when we choose to be aggressive defensively, maybe a little bit more wisely sometimes. But, what makes our group tough to play against is allowing our D to be aggressive, allow them to be in the other team's face, not giving the other team a lot of ice to play on. So if we don't have forwards, filling over top for them, they can't do that. So we got to give those guys the opportunity to be aggressive, because in the end it helps us play with the puck more.